This is Matt Wells at UN News. An intimate encounter with the kissing bug might sound cute, but Chagas disease, to give it its official name, is a nightmare for the millions who are infected every year, says UNITAID. For this year's World Chagas Day on Wednesday the 14th of April, the UN agency has high hopes that a tracing and treatment initiative involving several Latin American countries will help protect hundreds of thousands of pregnant women and their unborn babies. With the details, here's UNITAID's Mauricio Cisney, Director of External Relations, speaking to UN News' Daniel Johnson.
Let's remember that Chagas disease affects over 7 million people annually. And to imagine that only 1% of those people are actually treated. When we have diagnostics and we have treatments that are able to cure this disease.
So why aren't people getting treated for it?
Precisely. Chagas disease has been categorized by the WHO as a neglected disease, as many other are as well. But in the case of Chagas, it affects indiscriminately the poorest, those who live in rural and peri-urban areas, and those who have least access to medical services. And we have developed over the years diagnostics and cheap, available, efficient treatments. But there is a disconnect between the people who are infected by Chagas and the access to health services. And this is mainly due to two reasons. First is diagnosing Chagas disease is not necessarily easy in rural populations. And even the disease has two separate, very distinct phases. One is what we call the acute infection, which is like any infection that people have when they're infected, in this case, by the Trypanosoma cruzi, which is a parasite carried by the infamous kissing bug. Barbero is the name of the bug. And during this infectious phase, the acute phase, between 2 to 8 weeks, people who have vomiting and high fever will be infected like you have a bad cold or any other sort of parasitic infection. And if people were treated right there and then, they wouldn't develop the next phase, which is a very silent and very long phase of Chagas disease that has tremendous impact in people's lives and in also health systems.
As I understand it, the disease, it hides around your heart, it hides in your gut. But is the reason why people don't get help because the treatment takes so long? It's about 2 months, isn't it?
This is precisely why UNITAID, under the leadership of Fiocruz in Brazil and countries like Paraguay, Bolivia, and Colombia, are taking this on. Because we want to reduce that treatment from 60 to 15 days. And we believe that we actually have the drugs and the medications that would allow us to do that, especially on that crucial acute phase of the infection. We also need to get diagnostics out there and more efficacious diagnostics. Right now, we need to use 2 or 3 different types of tests to actually identify the acute or the chronic Chagas infection. So this project that we're supporting, and really through the governments of Brazil and governments in the region, is really the starting point of turning this around. And we want to do this using a very well-known system of detecting and treating people, which is through antenatal care. So Chagas is transmitted by the kissing bug, by the barbero, but it's also transmitted by blood transfusion. And it is also transmitted what we call the congenital transmission or vertical transmission from the mother to the child. And if we are able to identify the 700,000 women and we're able to test them for the presence of Chagas disease when they are pregnant, we're able to stop the transmission from the mother to the child. That's what the project is using as a starting point to scale up for more efficacious diagnostics and treatments for Chagas disease.
And why has this initiative happened now? Is it because the disease has become more of an urban phenomenon rather than the rural one that it was before?
It has become more urban, especially as one of the new ways of transmitting the disease has been that the bug itself is being found in some fruits. And these fruits are processed and transformed into food. And this is very common in the northern part of Brazil, the açaí fruit. And this fruit, açaí, then processed in large machines, will crush the infected bug along with the fruit. And then that infected fruit would actually get into the food chain and people will get infected with Chagas disease. without being at all in a related Chagas infected or infested area. So we have this new transmission mode, which accounts for very small numbers, but yet that brought the attention, which led to then eventually the world coming together with the leadership of Brazil and the other Latin American countries to establish a World Chagas Day and bring focus to this disease, which should be neglected no more.
I wonder, though, I mean, the disease was first discovered in 1909, and we're only now in our, second World Chagas Day. It seems to have taken a very long time for awareness-raising efforts to proceed. Is it because the disease is spreading globally? Can we say that?
Globalization brought this effect of the disease as well. You have Chagas cases in many European countries. You have Chagas cases in Japan, which are non-endemic of Chagas. And this is, you know, globalization, people moving from A to B. And as I said earlier, this is a silent disease. So people with chronic Chagas symptoms, especially the cardiopathy, so the enlarged hearts that eventually lead to death. Remember, a third of Chagas infected patients will develop cardiopathies. So cardiovascular diseases, which is basically the enlargement of the heart. And by the time it happens, this person becomes a burden to the system, a burden to society, and unfortunately very sick. And this is now spreading with many thousands of cases across, for example, in Spain, or some cases in Japan, which again, highlighted the need to deal with this disease. It's taken way too long, and we can no longer wait, Daniel.
How should we best go about tackling this kissing bug, the trichotillomanes bug? Where does it live?
It lives in rural areas, it lives in plants, and it will go on to people's houses, especially when those are very rudimentary, meaning they will have only basic tiles and no covering, no insulations, and very porous or permeable walls. The best approach to it is through indoor residual spraying, so long-lasting insecticides that you pulverize the walls of the house, and that will be active for many, many months, preventing the bug from coming in and actually killing the bug. And when you do indoor residual spraying in somewhat a cluster of houses, you have the same effect as you have in malaria. So you have a larger area being protected because the bug is no longer active in a larger sort of geographical area. The other thing, and this is something that the project is very much working on, is trying to develop what we call algorithm diagnostics, which is you actually look at massive numbers and you will test massive numbers of unknown people's blood for the parasite. And you start identifying which areas are more likely to be affected by the parasite. So the incidence of Chagas disease will probably be high in more areas than the others. And then you can more target diagnostics and treatment to those areas. In addition to, as I said earlier, really cutting the number of days of people on treatment from 60 to 30 or to even 15 days when in the acute phase of infection. And this will bring what we expect a tremendous new number or increased number of people being diagnosed and treated.
Thank you very much, Mauricio. Just tell me then, what's UNITAID's message this year for World Chagas Day?
The key message here, Daniel, is that we have to pay attention to a disease that is underdiagnosed and undertreated, that is costing people's lives, and that's costing enormously to health systems across the region. And we also need to acknowledge that this disease has gone global. It's no longer confined to the Latin American region, and we can no longer neglect it. We now need to act, and we actually have the technology in hand, both from the diagnostics and from the treatment, to make sure that this is done so.